live from Las Vegas, Nevada, at the KSHP studios. This is the Michelle Mortensen Show with your host, Michelle Mortensen, the fresh and fearless voice of talk radio, taking on the liberal media, the political hacks, and so much more. It's time to nix the narrative and get to the truth the way only Michelle can. Now, here's your host, the fresh, fiery, and factual voice of politics and news, eight-time Emmy winner, Michelle Mortensen.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Big, Big Show. Michelle Mortensen here with you today, TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. I've never meant that more than I mean right here today, because my gosh, the first week of 2021 was definitely saying 2020, hold my beer. It is out of control, and I have so much to say. I'm going to let you know right off the gate, right out the bat, I'm a little angry. Yeah, the music in today's show is full of 1990s Michelle grunge angst, because truly, truly, I am frustrated. I am angry and I am mad. Why am I angry and mad? Because everything we have been fighting for as Republicans, everything we have been fighting for as true conservatives, just seemed to blow up in flames overnight on Wednesday, January 6th. And the media has now gone and doubled in labeling us all crazy, insurrectionists, even if we had nothing to do with what happened on the Capitol on January 6th. We are going to talk about that all, and I want to definitely hear from you today in the show. 702-468-9729. That's the number to call if you want to be a part of the show. I would love to hear from you. We've got a lot of breaking news today, too, as well. Of course, it wouldn't be a Friday without a ton of breaking news. Right off the gate, I want to let you know, we have now heard from the president. His Twitter account has been unsuspended for a brief moment. I'm sure it will be suspended again. You've probably heard Facebook has decided they're going to suspend him indefinitely, but he said that he has made the decision that he will not be attending the inauguration. The first president in hundreds of years, since 1869, who will not be attending the inauguration of the next president. Only four other presidents in the past have done it. John Adams, John Quincy Adams. Very few people have ever done this, but the president is doing that. And some people are just shocked. They're just like surprised. I'm not shocked and surprised at all. Did you really think he was going to go? I didn't think he was going to go. It would have been nasty and super tense if he had. Would it have been nice? Sure, but that's not a part of the Trump brand. The Trump brand is, hey, I don't lose. I am not surprised, shocked, or appalled that he is not going to be a part of that whatsoever. And, you know, I don't think at the end of the day, you know, it's required. It's tradition. It's certainly not required. But I got to tell you, that is taking a lot of precedent today. And it's making people say, see, we need to invoke the 25th Amendment. See, we need to impeach. That's all nonsense and ridiculousness that you're getting from the 24-hour news media. Because basically, they need something to talk about now. They have nothing to engage with. They have nothing to talk about for the next 12 days. So they're coming up with fake, oh, we're going to invoke the 25th. Oh, there's going to be an impeachment. That's not going to happen in 12 days. There's no way, no how that is ever, ever, ever going to happen. It's just not. So why even discuss it? It's ridiculous to discuss it. It's ridiculous to make it legitimate. It's ridiculous to try to even make it valid. And I'll tell you what else is ridiculous. Any Republicans who are condoning what happened on January 6th, because even the president himself is saying that it was wrong, it never should have happened, and those people need to be prosecuted. Don't believe me? Let's roll the tape.
I would like to begin by addressing the heinous attack on the United States Capitol. Like all Americans, I am outraged by the violence, lawlessness, and mayhem. I immediately deployed the National Guard and federal law enforcement to secure the building and expel the intruders. America is and must always be a nation of law and order. The demonstrators who infiltrated the Capitol have defiled the seat of American democracy. To those who engaged in the acts of violence and destruction, you do not represent our country. And to those who broke the law, you will pay.
There you go. So I don't want to hear from any Republicans saying, if you're a true patriot, you wouldn't say that. Oh, it's all Antifa. It's all this. It's all. No, it's not. They were people who were crazy, who got caught up in the moment, who thought that was a good idea. And it wasn't a good idea. It was a very bad idea. Because here's the thing. We've always been the ones who've been held to a higher standard. We were the ones who were saying what was going on over the summer with BLM was wrong. We were the ones who said violence is never the answer. And then we did exactly what we've been preaching again. We can't be hypocrites. We must be held to a higher standard. So those who took part need to be condemned. And let me tell you, the FBI is going after them. I'm going to show you some pictures right now. This is what the FBI has put out. They want to find these guys. Look, right there. They've got the pictures up. They have taken pictures. They have taken, and they want these guys, and they're going to go after them. They're going to go after them, as well they should. The suspected pipe bombs in Washington, D.C. Do you guys understand what's going on here? Do you understand? Someone had pipe bombs outside the RNC and the DNC on January 6th. There was a plan in place. I don't know who was behind the plan. It doesn't really matter. There was a plan in place, though, for mass destruction. There was a plan in place for a freaking coup. There was a plan in place. And that is disgusting. We are better than that. We are the party of law and order. We are the party of freedom. We are the party of unity. We are the party of equality. We are the part. That's us. What happened Wednesday was disgusting and it's uncalled for. And the worst part is that thanks to the liberal media, they are now labeling us all like that. And every good thing from the Trump legacy, every good thing that we've been fighting for, everything that we've been right on, it's almost been diminished. And if you're not angry, there's something wrong with you. There is absolutely something wrong with you. Now, in that video that some of you have already said, hey, Trump is, we can't even see that video. So I get it. I'm going to show you another part of it. I've clipped it into three parts. So we're going to start part two of Trump's statement where he's saying that we really need to cool down our tempers. Listen to this.
We have just been through an intense election and emotions are high, but now tempers must be cooled and calm restored. We must get on with the business of America. My campaign vigorously pursued every legal avenue to contest the election results. My only goal was to ensure the integrity of the vote. In so doing, I was fighting to defend American democracy. I continue to strongly believe that we must reform our election laws to verify the identity and eligibility of all voters and to ensure faith and confidence in all future elections.
I will tell you this. I am so frustrated that we have lost integrity in our electoral system. I am so frustrated that Democrats in the darkness of night over the fear of COVID changed our election laws without any question. That we had Secretary of States, like Secretary of States in the state of Pennsylvania, who usurps the Constitution and changed election law without the legislature's use at all. We had such vile and disgusting abuses of power from the Democrats all throughout 2020. And do you know what I'm mad about? I'm mad that in 2020, we didn't have any Republicans who could fight back. We didn't have any Republicans who could actually make change. My friends, we've got crappy Republican leaders. In the great state of Nevada, I will call them out. Adam Laxalt, Michelle Fiore, Victoria Seaman, Danny Tarkanian. These people cannot be the face of our party. They are losers who allowed Democrats to take so much control that we had no election integrity in this state. Now, granted, they also use this as a money-making scheme to get a ton of money into their campaign coffers with hashtags like Stop the Steal, when there was never any way that the Constitution was going to be usurped on January 6th and we were going to overturn an election. Think just for a minute. What if Trump had won and Biden supporters had stormed the Capitol on Wednesday trying to usurp the vote? You'd be so angry right now. Because you were angry in 2016 when they said, not my president. You were angry with their little pee hats when they were yelling at the sky. You were angry when Barbara Boxer in 2005 tried to usurp the election using the Electoral College count on January 6th as well. You were angry every single time. Why aren't you angry now? Don't be a hypocrite. It doesn't help our party. It doesn't help our cause. It doesn't help anything. We need true election reform, and election reform happens in the state level. It doesn't happen in the Congress. You should never want Congress to overturn the will of the people. You should never, ever, ever want Congress to overtake the will of the people. So what's next for us? Well, I'll tell you what's next. The Republican Party has been officially destroyed. We need a multi-party system right now. And I'm all for it. Let's transform into a parliamentary system. And we need more specific parties. Let there be a Socialist Party, a Patriot Party, Republicans, Democrats, Green Party. I don't give a rat's. And we need to move on. And is Donald Trump going to be the head of the Republican Party from here on out? Well, let's listen to what he said last night. We'll run the tape.
A new administration will be inaugurated on January 20th. My focus now turns to ensuring a smooth, orderly, and seamless transition of power. To the citizens of our country, serving as your president has been the honor of my lifetime. And to all of my wonderful supporters, I know you are disappointed, but I also want you to know that our incredible journey is only just beginning. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Listen, he said it right there. His journey's only beginning. He has no intention of going anywhere. I think he's going to run for office again. I think in 2022, he's going to try to run people against every person who did not stand with him. And that's why I think we need a multi-party system now, because I don't want it under the Republican brand. I don't want it under the GOP brand. We need to start factioning out. I think it's the best thing that we can do for our future. Because let me tell you what's going to happen in 22. All those people who are running for office as Republicans, the Democrats are going to run ads that say, we can't vote for them. They associated with Donald Trump, and they were here for the run on the Capitol. Did you hear? I just posted it on my Facebook earlier, just a little bit before this. The Democratic Party has called for Assemblywoman Annie Black to step down because she dared attend the Stop the Steal rally. AOC, I don't know if you've seen it. Can we pull that up, Spence? AOC was tweeting that Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz, that they need to resign. You must expect responsibility for how your craven, self-serving actions contributed to the deaths of four people and how you fundraised off this right. You and Senator Hawley must resign. Number one, to all these Democrats telling people to resign, shut up and sit down. You are not the moral authority. You don't get to tell anyone to resign. You don't get to tell anyone what to do. This is absolutely ridiculous and insane, and I'm just sick of you. You don't get to tell people to resign. You are not the freaking moral authority. But I tell you what, if that's not a call that the Republican Party needs a change and we need a multi-party system, I don't know what is. It is the only option. Because I'm angry. You can tell I'm angry. You can sense I'm angry. You know why I'm angry? Because the Trump presidency should have been hailed as one that was brilliant, that brought priests to the Middle East. It should have been hailed as one that brought vaccinations faster than we ever thought in history could have happened. It should have been one that was all about tax reform. It should have been one about border security. It should have been one about religious freedom. It should have been one about all of those great things. And guess what? In a second, that was destroyed. And if you think the media is going to give you a pass, you are so wrong. And if you think it's going to be easy to run as a Republican in 22 or in 24, you're naive. And you don't know a darn thing about politics. And guess what? I know a whole heck of you don't know anything about politics. Because there's many of you who actually thought that we could violate the Constitution and overturn a freaking election and the Electoral College, which had already been certified on December 14th. There was no constitutional basis for what you believed was going to happen on January 6th. None whatsoever. And I don't care what you call me if you disagree with me, because at the end of the day, it was a fundraising tool. It was a fundraising tool. You know it and I know it. If you're willing to admit it, that's all up on you. But you were lied to, and I'm sorry you're lied to, because you know what? I am sick and tired of everyone being lied to. I am sick and tired of no one getting the truth. I am sick and tired of the left constantly telling people that we're crazy. I'm sick and tired of it. I'm sick and tired of it. And I'm sick and tired of the right being lied to and the right believing things that just aren't even true. It's time to get down to the truth. Now, as a member of the media for almost my entire adult life, I am sad to say that you are not going to get the truth from the media. Why? Because they're as biased can be. They're as biased can be. Let's show our first video of media bias. I believe this is going to be just kind of setting up video on how all of our friends at CNN and MSNBC, how they actually spoke about the insurrection on January 6th. Check this out.
Look at those pictures. Have you ever seen anything like that?
The definition of sedition is to try to overturn the rule of law through force. And that is what we are witnessing.
There's something deeply wrong. And I hope we don't become one of those nations in the world that has an in-house terrorist presence, right?
It's a scary scene. Plain and simple, it is a scary scene.
Well, they sure were scared. Now, let me tell you, here was their response during the BLM protests. Watch this. It's good. It's good.
Now, too many see the protests as the problem. And please, show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Go up. You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives. And unfortunately, there's plenty to go around.
I want to be clear in how I characterize this. This is mostly a protest. It is not, generally speaking, unruly.
Okay, so you've got a fiery tornado dumpster fire right behind you, and you're like, no, this is not unruly. It's super peaceful. You need to step up. Yes, fight in the streets. Fight in the streets. Yeah, that's how they acted the entire time during the BLM protest. But that was so justified because in their high and mighty ways, fighting for Black Lives Matter was totally okay. Burning cities down? Do it. Attacking federal court buildings? Oh my God, that's totally okay. And you're making it worse by sending the National Guard out there, Trump. You're the worst. Oh. Funny. So when the conservatives do it, which was just as equally appalling, hear me now, what they did was just as equally as appalling as what the BLM protesters did. There's fake outrage. So why is it that, you know, if it's BLM, hey, protesting's not supposed to be polite. It's supposed to be violent. It's not supposed to be peaceful. Okay. And then to every Democrat commentator, Who says, you know, Donald Trump started this with his language. You're right. Donald Trump started it. The way Giuliani and Trump acted on January 6th beforehand, it was repulsive, in my opinion. Disgusting. Shouldn't have been said. But let's not act like Democrats don't do the same thing. Spence, I want to skip. And can we go to the fourth video that we were supposed to show, not the Olive Garden yet? I just want to show you how the left has also tried to incite violence and has encouraged violent behavior and insurrection on the regular.
Of course I want to punch him in the face.
Right.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives.
Press always asks me, don't I wish I were debating him? No, I wish you were in high school. I could take him behind the gym. That's what I wish.
If you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome.
So let me get this straight. The way Maxine Waters acted there was totally okay on the up and up and go and attack Trump people and create a crowd and go after them and you tell them you're not wanted. That was totally okay? That was totally okay. It's only when the president does it that it's not okay? So the president gets suspended from Facebook indefinitely. That's totally okay because God, oh my God, we can't have free speech in this country, can we? Let me tell you this right here. No one is going to fight for the First Amendment more than me. And I don't care what you say. I don't care if you're a disgusting racist. I don't care if you're a disgusting human being. I don't care if you're a stupid flat earther. I don't care if you believe in conspiracy theories like we didn't really go to the moon. I will battle your right to say what you want to say. Now, I might make fun of you and say that you're stupid or that you're wrong or that you're racist or that you're disgusting or that you're trash. I might call you names. I might be very, very vicious, but you have the right to say it. I am sick and tired of media and their freaking double standard where the left can say whatever the heck they want and it's okay and it's justified and it's just fine. And we're going to silence you on social media if you're conservative because you're the devil. This is ridiculous. And if it's not making you mad, you're not paying attention. You need to get angry. You need to get frustrated. You need to get pissed. But that doesn't mean go storm the Capitol, okay? Let's just make that abundantly clear. That doesn't mean go storm the Capitol. That you are held to a higher standard. You've got to do better. You've got to do better. But part of it, honestly, is you got to quit following sheep. Because the Adam Laxalts of the world are just little sheep who do whatever they can to fill their campaign coffers with cash. We've become all about money. You realize that, right? Oh, they've got the most money, then they need to win. Oh, wait, they said they were the Trumpiest, so they need to win. You don't research anybody. You don't find out what they really believe. You don't know what they stand for. You don't know if they have any cojones. Most of them are all living Ken dolls. Nothing down there. Super smooth. Most of them can't go on camera and talk. On Monday, remember we had Ron Johnson. I like Ron Johnson, but my God, he let Chuck Todd just ramble all over him. He didn't know how to handle the situation because these people we're electing, they don't even know how to speak on camera, and they sure as shooting don't know how to fight. Yeah, I'm mad. I'm mad about what we've become. All right, a lot more to talk about on the show. We're going to talk about Georgia, too, because quite honestly, what happened in Georgia this week is kind of disgusting and a disgrace. And, well, there's going to be some severe consequences for this. Plus, some shocking news about what's going on at CCSD a little bit later. Plus, we're also going to be talking to a Pulitzer Prize-nominated journalist a little bit later in the show. So stay tuned. Stick with us for a quick commercial break.
Cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals cards. If you win, you get the shiny fiddle made of gold. If you lose, the devil gets your soul.
We give game day a whole new meaning.
Wondering if now is the time to buy or sell a home, or is a market crash on the way? At Home, a real estate company, John Kennedy and his team will make sure you have all the information you need to make an informed decision. Home is where the heart is, and John Kennedy and his team are ready to lead you home. Give them a call today at 702-640-0101 or visit them at homerealestatecompany.com.
LadylikeClothing.com is a Las Vegas locally owned women's boutique created to cater to women who want to look their best without compromising comfort and quality. LadylikeClothing.com focuses on contemporary, well-designed looks with classic feminine styling. Ladylike Clothing wants to help you build a wardrobe you'll love with beautiful, functional pieces that are never overdone and always ladylike. Shop online today at LadylikeClothing.com.
I told you my late 90s, early 2000 angst is full in effect today. A little bit of Everclear there. Don't tell me everything's wonderful now because everything is not wonderful now. No, everything is very, very wrong, starting with the great state of Georgia. You know, it's kind of the overlooked story of the week, if you will, just because there was so much news. But in Georgia, we didn't lose just one Senate seat. We lost two Senate seats, giving the Democrats, in essence, total control, because now we have a 50-50 split, and soon-to-be Vice President Kamala Harris will be the tie-breaking vote. And I don't think everybody knows how disastrous this is. And let me tell you why we lost that election in Georgia. Two reasons, and they're really important. And if you paid attention and you watch my show, you already know the answer. But just in case we got some newcomers here today, let's go over it. Problem number one, crappy candidates cannot continue to be on the ballot. All right, I'm just going to be real honest. Loeffler and Perdue, not the best of the best. Loeffler acted like a Stepford wife, like she was a robot who could only say, Radical Democrat Raphael Warnock. Did she ever say anything else? It was like someone wrote a line for her, and she was like, put it in my brain, and I will regurgitate it on the regular. Perdue, a 71-year-old white guy. You're right. Dang, that's good. Yeah, no, super bad candidates. Now, in defense, Ossoff and Warnock, not the best the Democrats had to offer in any way, shape, or form. Not at all. But you know what Republicans spent the last 2.5 months doing? Telling folks in Georgia that your vote didn't matter, that there was rampant election fraud. And guess what happened? people didn't vote. In the red counties, in the rurals, Republicans did not come out to vote. Maybe that's because Len Wood couldn't get off Twitter telling everyone that the cabal was at work and that, you know, we can't trust voting. Well, guess what we're going to get now because we have a Democrat-controlled Senate? Looks like D.C. statehood. That's right. I don't know if you've heard this, but Mayor Bowser of D.C. is already calling that one of the first things we need to do is make D.C. a state. Do you want to know why they want to make D.C. a state? Because then they would get two senators, and that means they'd have even more of a majority. You throw Puerto Rico in there, and oh my gosh, the Democrats are in total control. And everyone says on the left, oh, Michelle, you're overreacting. We're not going to become a socialist country. That's never going to happen. That's never going to happen. Listen, I never would have thought in a million years that we would have stormed the Capitol as conservatives. Don't tell me it's never going to happen. Don't tell me that the Trump legacy is going to be gone. Bye-bye. Tax cuts? See you later. Religious freedom? See you later. There was a consequence to this. And I am angry that we spent 2.5 months talking about voter fraud instead of focusing on the future. You know why else I'm angry? Because we lost here in 2020 and 2021. And 2022, we really need to win. There are some big gubernatorial races up for grabs. We could get rid of Sisolak. We could get rid of Newsom. We could get rid of some of these stains on our society, Inslee and others. We just made that a lot harder, though. So that's why I do commend people like Rand Paul. Super excited about Rand Paul. We all know that I have a super love in my heart for Rand Paul. Don't agree with everything, but my gosh, he's a man of his word. He is true, and he doesn't waver. He doesn't change. He's saying we need to go to the states and get election reform. Hot diggity dog, yes, we do. And so I want you to be vigilant, because here in the state of Nevada, if you're watching in the state of Nevada, I know we got people all over the country, our session starts on February 1st. We only have a session once every 2 years. We're going to have to deal with a lot of budgetary issues, but we need to deal with election reform too, and we the people must demand it. Let me give you a little piece of advice. Demanding it does not mean storming the Capitol in Carson City. Nope. Demanding it means getting on your phone with your legislators and those who are not your legislators, but every person who is there, and demanding action. That means getting in with lobbyists who are going to lobby for you. That means fighting for election integrity before it's too late. Because if you magically think 2022 is going to be this easy year to win elections and that we'll just get a new Secretary of State and all of a sudden, you know, we'll get voter ID. No, you're going to have to fight for this. And the way that the legislature works here, we only meet on the odd years. So you've got to do everything in 2021 between February 1st and June 3rd. That's it, because then the legislature won't meet again until 2023. This is huge, my friends. We cannot screw around any longer. There is too much at stake. Freedom of speech is at stake. Freedom of religion is at stake. Freedom of the press is at stake. All of it is at stake. Unless we begin to fight back, and we begin to fight back intelligently. We haven't been fighting intelligently for a long, long time. We've allowed far too many idiots to rule the show. And that needs to stop. If there is nothing else that I do with the remainder of my life, it is going to be this: fighting for our future, fighting for the state of Nevada, fighting for freedom, fighting for equality, and fighting for democracy. Because I have two little girls, and this has to happen. This absolutely has to happen. And if we don't fight, we're in trouble. And that's why I keep saying, I'm going to keep harping on this until everybody hears. Multi-party system now. Parliamentary system now. Because we can no longer be identified as just Republicans and Democrats. And I know a lot of people say, oh, I'm going to the Independent Party. Do you want to know why the Independent Party is a waste? Why it's an absolute and utter waste? And do we have someone on the line? Okay, hold on one second. Why it's another waste? Because when you are an independent in the state of Nevada, you don't get to participate in primaries. So you will have no say on who the candidate is who is running for office. We're not like California and Texas that have these open primaries. So when you're an independent in the state of Nevada, you've just lost your voice. All right, we've got someone on the line right now. Spence, who do we have with us? Okay, Ms. Fry wants to be on the phone with us. Hello, Ms. Fry. What do you want to talk about, my friend?
Hey, Michelle, this is Lee. I was just calling to just totally 100% agree with you. It doesn't matter which issue you're angry about, whether you think that's the election fraud, whether you're angry about people storming the Capitol, whether you're angry about voter fraud in Nevada, whether you're angry about what happened in Georgia. It all boils down to one solution. We need to get rid of these Republican officials that did nothing, that literally took our money and said, sorry, I did the best I could, you know. And that's what's so frustrating to me, is that it doesn't matter what the will of the people were. Our elected officials didn't do that. So if we want any change, we need to change those elected officials. And like you said, we need to institute a completely new party system, because in 2 minutes, the Republican name smashed. Everything that Donald Trump did smashed. His hard work, our hard work as conservatives and Republicans, it doesn't even matter, because of what those people, whether it's they were conservatives or whether you believe they were Antifa, it's done. There is nothing left for us to do but completely pick up and rebuild under something totally different, and make sure that those Republican or those officials that we elect, they gosh darn better do what we want them to do. And that's exactly what it boils down to.
I agree with you. The problem is that politicians often do what the mob or what the base want them to do. The problem is that we don't have enough who actually do what's right, or we don't have enough who have the guts to tell the truth and say, oh, this is what's going on. Because let me tell you, Adam Laxalt could have been honest with all Nevadans a long, long time ago. He chose not to fill his coffers and his Morning in Nevada pack even more. So there were choices that were made. And you might not like Marco Rubio, but Marco Rubio right now and Trey Gowdy, the only two I've heard who've had the cojones to say, hey, this was all about making money. And it was. I know not everyone's involved in politics as closely as I am, but I do know that they were making a killing off of this, because people were donating. You were giving your hard-earned money to something that didn't actually benefit you, because they lied to you, and that should make you mad.
Yeah. And I'm at the point now where I don't look at any social media. I don't care which outlet is saying what, because I can't trust the conservative media. I can't trust the liberal media. So at this point, I feel like, you know what, where am I going to get my information from? Who can I trust to not lie to me and to tell me how it is, regardless of whether that's going to make me happy as a conservative or not? Because that's what we need to know as a nation, is what is really going on, so that we can effectively solve these problems without lying to millions of people who really thought that there was a chance that this election could be overturned. I think that if that wasn't fed into their mind, we wouldn't have seen half of those supporters at Capitol Hill. Most of them, I'm going to venture out to say, were there thinking that there was going to be some overturn of the election, and they would be dancing in the streets because Trump was now their president. And that's ridiculous.
That's 110% why they were there. And that's what I'm angry about, because when you were feeding people this lie, you were feeding them false hope. And now look at the destruction that it caused. It was not good in any way, shape, or form. And I hope to be a voice of truth for everyone who's actually looking for truth, because I don't have an agenda here. Yeah, I ran for office. And I, you know what? I ran for office and I gave up my TV career for one reason, because I thought I could make change. Then I saw the man behind the curtain and I was like, this is corrupt. People need to know what's really going on here. And I have no fear anymore, because guess what? I'm not on TV every day anymore, and I'm not running for office. I have nothing to be afraid of. They did not stop me. They will never silence me. And I have nothing else to do but to tell you the truth. So I look to be your voice of truth. Lee, thank you so much for calling. We do have an amazing guest who's going to be joining us after a quick commercial break. He is a Pulitzer Prize nominated journalist. He is also the author of Trumpocalypse, The Babylon Code, and several other books. We're going to be talking to him after the break, so don't go anywhere. I think it's going to be a very interesting interview on where we are now, where we're going, and the legacy of Donald Trump. We'll see you after the break.
Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right, here I am stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you.
Want to learn to scuba dive? Need swimming lessons for your kids? Then you need to check out Stone Sports in Las Vegas, right off Fort Apache in Tropicana. At Stone Sports, they teach the young and the young at heart. Whether you're looking for fun, fitness, or competition, Stone Sports is the place for you and your entire family. Give them a call today at 702-779-3021, 702-779-3021, or check them out online at stonesports.net. Stone Sports, where water safety and water fun meet.
Looking to sell or buy a home? There's no one better
better than your Las Vegas neighborhood realtors, Melissa White Simmons and Tim Eaton of Urban Nest Realty. Melissa and Tim will meet your every need and go the extra mile to make sure you find the perfect house to call home. With Team Melissa White at Urban Nest Realty, you'll be taken care of every step of the way. Call Melissa and Tim today at 702-757-8605. That's 702-757-8605. License number 179020.
When you're up for it, you know where to find us.
Woo! Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me go all out. Up in here, up in here.
You know, that DMX song has been my anthem for a really long time. It used to be my anthem in the newsroom when I wanted to go and, like, literally kill the liberal bias. Now it's just my anthem 24 hours a day because I am, like, officially angry Michelle all the time. I got to tell you, I originally had some angry questions for my next guest. His name is Troy Anderson. He is a Pulitzer Prize-nominated journalist, which is huge. I've won Emmys. I've won RTNDA awards. I've never been even nominated close for a Pulitzer, so that's huge. That's huge. He's also an author of The Babylon Code, Trump Apocalypse, and his new book, The Military Guide to Armageddon. He's often on Newsmax. He writes for townhall.com and many other, I believe he's also written for Charisma Magazine and has been an editor there as well. So it's my pleasure to welcome Troy Anderson to the show. Hi, Troy. How are you today?
Hi, Michelle. It's great to be on your show.
Thank you. So glad to have you here. You know, when I saw that I could have you on the show, I was very interested in talking to you because, well, I don't talk about it a great deal. I am a Pentecostal Christian. And if you go and Google Pentecostal right now, some of you will be like, oh God, didn't know she was crazy. And I feel like the church has just been all over the place the last couple of years during the Trump presidency. And it's something that you've written a great deal, many of your books about. And I did want to, if I could start the conversation with this, and hopefully it doesn't make all the viewers run to the caves, but I wanted to ask you about the church's response to Donald Trump and how he was truly embraced by the church. He did amazing things for religious freedom. My goodness, he made Jerusalem the capital. He was able to bring peace in the Middle East. I mean, these are phenomenal things. But at the end of the day, I also saw two things. I saw, number one, a whole bunch of prophets say he was going to win a second term, and he didn't. Where are they today? And I also saw a bunch of people who overlooked some of his negative attributes, like the fact that, you know, he's not even going to go to the inauguration. He refused to admit a defeat. And I think that has been, for those who are not Christians, it's been a very confusing thing to see how Christians just totally accept that. You've discussed about a lot of this in your books and in other things, so I just really wanted to get your take. What do you have to say to all that?
Maybe uncouth and not quite in line with Christian values. But as he, you know, started to win back in 2016, then a lot of people started to believe that, you know, perhaps God had raised him up. He's got all these abilities, this gigantic platform. He was on Celebrity Apprentice in different shows. And so as he became president, a lot of believers looked at him as somebody that was a champion of freedom, a champion of Christians. And he did a lot of things that we hadn't seen presidents do in many decades, like President Reagan. So, of course, a certain statement of his have been put off by his Twitter comments and that kind of thing. So what we wrote in the book came out in 2018, we raised him up, sort of like a Cyrus, somebody that's a pagan king by the Bible that God used for particular purpose. And be a champion of Christianity for the last four years.
Troy, there is a little bit of echo on your end. I'm not exactly sure why. I don't know if your speaker is up to hear me, but there's just a little bit of echo. I don't know if we can.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure. If I turn this down, does that help?
We'll see if that helps a little bit. I know people were saying it was a little bit hard to hear, so we want to be able to hear from you clearly if we can. So you've just written this new book and just released it, The Military's Guide to Armageddon. Do you think that we're on the verge of Armageddon, or is this really more a book about becoming ready to fight on a spiritual level?
Yeah, so about a decade ago. That I begin to question. I met my author, Paul Meyer, at a prophecy conference, Calvary Chapel Hills, several thousand people there, and a bunch of pretty well-known prophecy experts.
Troy, real quick. We're not able to hear you. It's echoing for some reason. And so we're keep getting things that you can't understand what he's saying. Is there a way that we can talk with you a little bit off camera for a little bit with my producer Spencer through the private chat? If you can see that in the corner, we'll try to figure out what's going on with your audio and we'll talk about something else until we can get you back upright. Is that okay, Troy? Okay. So very sorry about that. We're going to try to get that figured out so that you can hear what he's saying. I do want to say really quickly though, that during the commercial break, we actually, I saw a comment from Trisha Willis who said, you know what? We do not have the same political views, but Michelle isn't a liar. I want to tell you this right here and right now. Comments like that mean so much to me. They mean so very much to me because the truth is all I've ever cared about. I don't care about anything else but the truth. That's what matters. And being authentic and being real. And you know what? When I'm wrong, I admit I'm wrong. When I've made a mistake, I admit I've made a mistake. But I'm never, ever, ever, ever going to lie to you. And even if it costs me followers, even if it costs me viewers, I don't care because the truth is that important. The truth is that precious. The truth is something that we need so badly, so desperately, that I will do anything to get it. And I don't care who I make angry. I don't care who I offend. I don't care who gets frustrated with me. Because at the end of the day, the fact that we've had very few people who are willing to fight for truth is the core of our problem. The very fact today that we have such inequality, the fact today that we even had Vice President-elect, or I guess President-elect Joe Biden yesterday, accuse the police response on Wednesday from being racist, that if there were African Americans there, it would have been treated differently. That is ridiculous. That is not truth. That's gaslighting. And we can't accept that type of stuff. That's nonsense. You don't need to hear opinion. You need to hear the truth. Let me see here. Are we good to go with Troy? Okay, a little bit better. All right, Troy, welcome back. You just got to hear maybe a little bit of my rant about the truth. I'm a big believer in the truth, and I'm assuming that you are as well as a journalist and as an author. And I want to know a little bit more about what you believe your book is about. Is it preparation for Armageddon? Is it preparation for something else? I mean, tell us what it's all about.
Yeah, I mentioned there, a decade ago, I got an investigative question. Is it still doing it?
It's still kind of doing it a little bit, yeah. Okay. Do you want to call in and see if we can get a better thing if you call?
Yeah.
All right, 702-468-9729, number to call. And we'll see if we can make the video a little bit better. I love seeing comments from Sherry and others that the truth is what matters. The truth is what matters. Without the truth, we have nothing. You shouldn't want to be lied to. You shouldn't want to be hidden from. You should want the truth. And the truth is all that matters. We have to be fighters of the truth. In fact, if you go back to the Bible, for those of you, we're supposed to surround ourselves with the belt of truth because the belt of truth holds you all together. It keeps you all together. It binds you together. It keeps your pants up, right? We need the belt of truth because when we're surrounded by truth, guess what happens? Everything we do going out is about the truth. When you're lied to, when you have darkness, when you're cloaked by darkness, when you're cloaked by lies, that's the problem. And here's the thing that a lot of people are going to struggle with. Sometimes you think the people who are the best are actually not necessarily the most truthful. And that's going to be shocking. And people are going to be like, oh, I don't know what to do, but it's the honest to God truth. All right, Troy, do we have you better audio now? Let's see.
Okay, how does that sound?
Oh my gosh, a million times better. So good. Now, tell us about this book.
Okay, so about a decade ago, I began investigating this question. Are we really moving into the events the Bible talks about in the end times? And so over the last decade, I've interviewed over 200 major faith leaders and experts in pretty much every field. Billy Graham, Dr. Tim LaHaye, Hal Lindsey, Greg Laurie, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn. Billy Graham told me several years ago, signs of the end of the age are converging for the first time since Jesus made those predictions. But then there was experts at the Existential Risk Institutes at Oxford, MIT, and Harvard who put out annual reports on the greatest dangers facing humanity. And they said that, human civilization could be approaching its end unless drastic actions are taken. They cite things like, nuclear war, extreme climate change, even a global totalitarian government. So I've looked into this for the last decade, and there's a recent Lifeway research poll that came out that said 9 in 10 pastors now see signs of the end times in current events. So there seems to be a consensus that we could be heading into this time period. But of course, our book, The Military Guide to Armageddon, is sort of a spiritual preparation book, primarily. We have a chapter on prepping for the end times, but it's mainly about helping you mature in your faith, learn how to walk in the supernatural power, protection, and provision of the Holy Spirit, and get ready for whatever might be coming next.
And I think we always need to be prepared. I mean, that's what the parables in the Bible of the lampstands and everything. It's always about being prepared. But we also know that we will never know the time or the hour when the end times are going to come, when Jesus is going to come back. And I'm sure there were people during, this is something, I'm just being very, I'm an Assemblies of God pastor myself. I'm married to an ordained pastor. Let me tell you, these are things that I've struggled with. And that's why I find it interesting to talk to you, because we aren't going to know the day and the hour. Times have always been bad. Is it really time? Should that even be the focus? I guess you think it should, but I'm sure there are people who kind of abuse that too.
Oh, yeah, of course. Over the last 2,000 years of Christianity, there's been many different figures that said they believed that this was it. And of course, they were all wrong. And as you note, Jesus said that only God knows, the day or the hour when this is going to happen. But Jesus did tell us to look for signs of his pending return. And so we're seeing sort of an acceleration and convergence in those signs now. So we don't know if this is really it or not, but we've experienced, quite a situation over last year of the COVID-19 pandemic, and now with the presidential, election and all the chaos that ensued there. So this book is, our main purpose is to help lead people to the Lord and help them mature in their faith. And when there's a sense of urgency, when there's danger like this, the socialist danger that our country is facing now, it's just, wise for people to wake up and get ready for whatever. And like you say, fight for freedom. This is one of the greatest threats that America's faced in, perhaps since World War II that we're now looking at.
I agree with you 110%. I think we do constantly need to be in a place of preparation and a place of ready to fight. And I will tell you this, as a young girl who grew up in, a Pentecostal home, we watched the videos in youth group where, the boiling pot in the stove and, mom went away in the rapture. And I was always so scared of it. And there was a part of me that didn't understand that revelation could happen, because I was like, there's not going to be a one world currency. No, America wouldn't follow some antichrist. That makes no sense. I'm sad that today I can now, as an adult, go, gosh, I could see how revelation could happen. And even if you would ask me 15, 20 years ago, I would have said, no, we're so far away from that. It's closer than you think. I just don't know that we still know the time or the hour. You've got a ton of books available. Where can people check out your books?
Well, yeah, that's the other thing is we just found out like an hour ago that The Military Guide to Armageddon became a number one bestseller in Christian spiritual warfare and eschatology in Amazon, number 144 among all books on Amazon.
So wow.
Phenomenal.
Congrats.
This occurred like an hour. Yeah, thank you. So it's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Christian Book, Target, Walmart, pretty much anywhere. You can find books, or they can go to troyanderson.us. or davidjgiamona.com. He's my co-author, retired U.S. Army chaplain and colonel, David Giamona.
I love that so much. I thank you for being just a voice in the mountains of media, a voice in the mountains of politics, a voice in the mountains of military. Obviously, I believe in the Seven Mountains. I'm just outing myself as a as a Christian conservative every second here on this show today, but that's okay because I'm glad that we have people like you who are fighting for it and advocating for it. Continue to be a voice of truth. Thank you for what you've done. And please check out his books. They're very, very, very interesting. So there you go. Troy, sorry we had so many audio problems today, but I appreciate having you on, sir.
Yeah, thank you so much. Great honor.
All right, thank you, sir. That's huge. He's the number one selling book. That is absolutely, absolutely huge. All right. There's just been so much drama this week. Has there been any good news to report? Yeah, there's been some good news. There's been some crazy stuff, too. We're going to do a little what's trending after this quick commercial break. Don't go anywhere. We got more show for you. Stay tuned. Hi, this is Michelle Mortensen, and if you know me, you know I support our veterans. And that's why I want to tell you about my good friends at Therapy Blocks LLC, our newest sponsor of the show. Therapy Blocks LLC is veteran-owned and operated, and many of their therapists are veterans themselves or active National Guard members. Therapy Blocks LLC is a pediatric physical, occupational, and speech therapy rehab outpatient clinic that also offers home visits and telehealth services for special needs children up to age 18. Therapy Blocks LLC follows all CDC guidelines to ensure the health and wellness of their clients and their families. They're located in the Southern Hills Hospital Medical Building on Sunset Road. Give our friends at Therapy Blocks LLC a call today at 702-419-8120. That number again, 702-419-8120. And tell them you learned about Therapy Blocks LLC right here on The Michelle Mortensen Show.
The Nevada Wheelchair Foundation is a nonprofit organization based in Las Vegas, determined to meet the needs of any and every person who wants mobility and independence. Any child, teen, or adult who needs a wheelchair but can't afford one can get one today from the Nevada Wheelchair Foundation. The Nevada Wheelchair Foundation is meeting the needs for those who need it most. And right now, the Nevada Wheelchair Foundation needs your help. With the holidays here, they want to bless everyone they can with wheelchairs for a better life. Partner with them today to make mobility dreams come true. Donate now at wheelchairfoundation.org or call 702-848-6250. That's 702-848-6250. With almost 10,000 wheelchairs delivered across the state, the Wheelchair Foundation delivers hope, mobility, and independence.
Sometimes I wish someone up there will find me.
I mean, Green Day said it best right there. Today I walk alone. I feel like I'm alone out there in this fight, but I know that I'm not. I know you guys are there with me too. I know you guys want the truth. I know you guys want a better tomorrow. So we are going to band together and we're going to make this happen. And that Green Day song is not going to be our prophecy. It's where we're at right now, but we're going to fight. We're going to go fight, win. I'm like all about the 90s today. I'm bringing back my cheerleader days. This is ridiculous nonsense. You know what? We talk a lot about news. We talk a lot about politics, but sometimes you just have to have a little fun. So we do that with some segments like
It's What's Trending.
Oh yeah, It's What's Trending. All right, and if you haven't noticed, because like you actually pay attention to news and stuff, one of the biggest trending stories of the day has been about Kim and Kanye. Oh yeah, do you know what's going on with Kim and Kanye? Word on the street is they're Splitsville. Whoop, they're in marriage counseling right now. They're separated. They're not going to be together for a while. The divorce is imminent. You know, you go, Michelle, why does anyone care about Kim and Kanye? Because they've become a power couple, whether you want to admit it or not. But they still all sorts of crazy. So get this. This is fun. This is a little tea for you here. So Kanye has been alleged to be having an affair with a man named Jeffree Star. We're going to put up their picture. That's right, a man named Jeffree Star. He's known on YouTube, if you're young, hip, and cool, for his makeup tutorials. And he's a millionaire because some people on YouTube make millions. And so there's been this rumor going around that they are freaking dating. Well, finally, Jeffree Star came out and said, no, no, we're not. That's disgusting. No, nobody in their right mind thought Jeffree Star and Kanye were dating. I don't know why that rumor even got started. But my friends, that's the power of the media. And that's the power of 24-hour media. They're so desperate to fill time that they will let rumors like Jeffree Star and Kanye dating go wild. Now, they also say Kim's dating someone. Get this. They think she's dating a rapper named Meek Mills. Or, quite possibly, that other person you just saw, Van Jones. What? What? The world's gone mad. So, from maddening celebrities, let's go to a celebrity who's not really all that big of a celebrity anymore. Country singer Neil McCoy. When I worked for ABC in Texas, I interviewed Neil McCoy a whole lot. So you probably haven't heard his music in forever because it's been a while. Let's be truthful. But for the past 5 years, he has done something really cool on Facebook. Check this out.
If you love that flag, respect that flag and our country, we thank you for joining us today and continue to pray for our country and pray for our president, president-elect, everybody we need it. If anything's going to pull us out of this thing the way it is, it'll be God. So lean on him if you need him. Y'all ready to say the Pledge of Allegiance?
Yep.
Aren't you guys for one? And there's L-Man over there, too. For 1,827 days, our fifth year of not missing a day. We thank you for joining us. I still got to scoot a little bit further. All right, here we go, y'all. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen.
I mean, that's pretty cool. For like the past 5 years, every day, he goes out to a flag, and I believe it's in the Longview, Texas area, and people all over the country and all over Texas go and join him, and they do the Pledge of Allegiance every day. And he does it on Facebook because he's a true patriot, and I applaud you, Neil McCoy. That is super cool. All right. Here's a weird one. How many of you love Oreos? Yeah, my kids adore it. There's a new one on the way. Check this out. It's strawberry donut Oreos. Huh?
That's the dumbest thing I ever heard.
I know, me too. Or is it the best thing I've ever heard? I don't know. A debate's out. I want to hear what you have to say. Are you buying those? I actually know my family's going to buy them. My kids love donuts, and they also love the ones with strawberry frosting, which is super gross because strawberry anything is... Don't hate on me for doing that. It's gross, and you probably know that it's gross as well. All right. Other trendy news. This is kind of a little bit of a downer story, but that's okay. I'm going to talk about it anyway. Tanya Roberts, she passed away. Oh, Tommy Lasorda. That's a downer too. Let's talk about that. Tommy Lasorda passed away. Can you believe that? He passed away today. Born in 1927. I think that makes it, he was like around 93 years old with the LA Dodgers. So sad that he is gone. Also earlier in the week, Tanya Roberts died. She was a former Bond girl and on That 70s Show. But get this. This is why I wanted to share it with you. Do you know what she died of? A UTI, a urinary tract infection that went to her kidneys. Why am I bringing this up? Why is this important? Because y'all, I almost died from a kidney infection back in May during the primary election. Because when kidney infections go undiagnosed, you fall into sepsis and your organs start to fail and you can die. And because of COVID and the way that they were treating us back in May, no one would see me. It was all through telehealth medicine and my body started to go into sepsis. And thankfully, I did not die because eventually I got there in time. But my friends, you got to take care of your health, even in the era of COVID. Don't believe all the nonsense and not go to the doctor if you're sick or if you think something is wrong. Telehealth is amazing, but it ain't the answer to everything. Can I get an amen? I'm sure I can. All right, we have great shows coming up for you every single Monday, every single Friday at 12 noon, our new time. Plus, we are trying to do the What You Need to Know newscast for you every night between 5 and 7 p.m. every night. We're going to try to keep doing that for you. Lots of great stuff because we do want to be your voice of truth. We do want to be where you can come to for answers, and we do want to be the place for real discussion on freedom, on equality, on law and order, and the things that matter. My friends, now more than ever, I want you to embrace your anger, and I want you to get ready to fight, and this is how we're going to do it. We're going to call out the crap, we're going to call out the liars, and we're going to get things done, because the truth actually matters. I can't wait to see you back here on Monday at noon. Have a fantastic weekend. I will see you later.
time to get real.